Hello, and welcome to another edition of the Secure ID News Podcast. I'm Gina Jordan. The 2019 Women in Biometrics Awards are being handed out this week. Honoree Dr. Donna McCaskey is a science team lead within biometrics at the Australian Defence Science and Technology Group, DST.
During my completion of a four-year degree in behavioural science and psychology, I was looking for work to do in research. So I applied for a position at the Defence Science and Technology Organisation, as it was called back then, and I was successful in getting a position. And I started by working half my time on army projects, working with soldiers, and the other half of my time working in biometrics. And then eventually I moved full-time into the biometrics area.
Now, McCaskey communicates with defense and national security agencies to ensure her team conducts applied research and development that's leading edge and provides impartial advice to government on the implementation and use of biometrics. McCaskey's main role at DST is as program lead for child identification in biometrics.
Many agencies were concerned about the similar issues, and one of those issues was aging, and particularly the impact aging had on images of children for facial recognition. So I was able to conduct a work-based PhD using operational images, and also had access to five of the world-leading commercial algorithms that government agencies use. But I was also able to evaluate practitioners that have to make facial comparison decisions based on the output of facial recognition systems. So I could evaluate the whole process, the humans and the algorithms. I was fortunate enough to have access to 120 practitioners for my research as well, and could look at the performance of algorithms on several million images of children across age, and also age variation between images. And that was really a unique opportunity that others don't really have access to those images or algorithms or staff to be able to do such applied realistic research. And so a lot of agencies were really interested in that work, and because of that it led to more and more requirements. And so because there was just so much interest in the child work in biometrics, but no one was really focusing that much on it, I developed a program in child identification to focus more in this space. And so it just kept growing from there. And so now we conduct more research evaluating the commercial algorithms. We do research and develop training programs for practitioners that work in this space, but we also develop our own technologies where the commercial vendors just haven't been focusing their efforts.
McCaskey completed the world's largest facial recognition algorithm evaluations on a data set containing operational images of children, and the world's largest facial practitioner evaluation on a similar data set. Her research is often cited, including by the National Institute of Standards and Technology, particularly in their face performance workshops.
I guess one of my proudest accomplishments is completing a PhD that people actually wanted to read, at least some people, and that I could turn that work into a larger program where I get to work in a multidisciplinary team with other experts, which makes the work that we do possible. And one of those experts has developed his own facial recognition algorithm, and it's being used operationally by a government agency with success on images of children. So it's exciting that our research and development actually gets used and benefits government agencies.
McCaskey's research has been instrumental in advancing facial identification in children. She evaluates the technology and the humans working with it to provide more realistic results and advice on how to improve performance.
Because of the nature of the applied work, we can then do what we do and get additional requests in from agencies and benefit multiple agencies at once. So we do get different and individual requests by agencies. We get agencies asking us to develop programs specific to facial recognition of children. We've been asked to develop guidelines and documents about how the face of a child changes over time. And we've also been asked to run an international proficiency test, which is by the ENSFI, which is the European Network of Forensic Science Institutes. They run a proficiency test each year, and they've asked us to run it this year on behalf of ENSFI for the first time to be able to evaluate facial examiners on how well they do when they are presented with uncontrolled images of children. So my hope with all this work that we do is that it will help to identify and rescue children that have been missing or exploited or trafficked or radicalized in the future.
That's why Dr. Donna McCaskey is one of our 2019 Women in Biometrics honorees. Four winners will be honored during the SIA Gov Summit in Washington, D.C. Thank you for joining us for this edition of the Secure ID News podcast.